It's done by Armin of X-Mist Records, which is also a mail order label. We'll give you the address of X-Mist at the end of the interview, where you can write to them. And we're going to also feature cuts from Too Bad's album, Get Fat and Die. And then Armin will be talking to them, asking them various questions about the band, what their views on punk are, and so on and so forth, future plans for the band. So, without any further ado, I guess is the proper phrase, here on Turmoil, this is Too Bad. I Didn't Think So, here on Turmoil.
Yeah.
And there's a few other people, right?
Yeah, my name is Lee, and I sing.
My name is Fabsik, and I play drums.
And then we have a young man named Stoffel, plays guitar, and Thomas plays bass, and Model plays saxophone.
He's the artist.
That's Too Bad.
Mm. And all of you have been involved in bands before, Too Bad, and especially the most popular band probably was Sperm Birds with Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lee split up, the Sperm Birds split up,
yeah.
And then Too Bad formed, focused the story.
Well, actually, Too Bad formed before Sperm Birds split up. I was living in the same city with everybody from Too Bad, and we started practicing a little bit together, and for a while I tried to do both bands. And then with the time, Sperm Birds kind of got old for me and not as much fun as it used to be. And so I stopped it, and now I'm starting it again.
Yeah, so the Sperm Birds are back together.
Yeah.
Does that in any form interfere with the Too Bad?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, at least not from my side of things. That's one thing that I thought about a lot. It's like I got the time to do both bands with no problems and everything, as long as everything is planned out just a little bit in advance. And as far as the way everybody else feels about that, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
They say it's no problem, but I don't know if it is or not.
I don't feel bad about you singing in Spambirds. Yeah, because at the moment I'm thinking to start another
band. To start singing in Spambirds also.
No, play drums in some other project, something like this, because I've got time to do it.
And actually, we all were really bored with Too Bad. We're not interested in it at all anymore.
A little bit burned out.
You can't say that on an interview. We do this. Yeah, do this. You can't say. Well, we're too bad, and we kind of hate the band.
Too bad is burned out, and there's no other record to follow.
Well, yeah, no, sure, there's gonna be a record, but it's gonna be full of boring songs, and the songs are really bad, and the text
too
are even
bad.
The lyrics are even worse, and everything. And like to see Too Bad play live right now is
nothing special.
It's nothing special. It's really, it's like watching people sleep. It's like at the beginning we were really like into it and everything. It's like we're gonna do things really different but also hard at the same time. And maybe in the first two shows we were hard, and then we all got tired of it real fast. And right now we're just together because we had nothing else to do.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about shows. Probably the problem is that nobody really understands what Too Bad is all about, because it's no hardcore.
No, it's not.
Kind of strange music. Nobody likes it, so that's why
That's why we don't like it, because nobody else likes it. It is difficult. It's not Too Bad is not party music. It's not something where you can automatically go, yee-haw, let's slam dance, man. And everything. It is difficult sometimes. And a lot of times I get the feeling like if once every 1,000 years we start having a good concert, a good show, and the feeling is there, then we play one of those fucked up songs and the feeling is gone like that, and then everybody's bored again.
So initially when Too Bad started, you said to yourself, let's make something different, do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we had all, like Spurnbirds was a hardcore band, Challenger Crew was the other band they were in, the hardcore band, he played in a hardcore band, everybody played in a hardcore band, and we were trying to do something, really different for us, as much as, or probably more than for anybody else, and I think we were really successful. That is just...
Successful, so...
And doing something different.
Yeah.
At least.
So you didn't care about the audience reaction?
At the beginning, not too much, but after 5 or 6 concerts, we started to think about it.
About doing hardcore bands.
About playing again in hardcore bands, because nobody was caring about us.
Actually, we love our music. We're very proud of our music, even if nobody else is, except for us and our record company.
But since the record is out,
it
seems to get better. As far as audience reaction goes,
The best we had, for me, the high point as far as all the concerts we've played, and right now we have played a lot. The high point was we played in Paris, and as exotic as that sounds. Have you ever played in Paris? But it was a great show. It was a great show. It was like from beginning till the end. It was really. Energy, atmosphere, feeling, slam dancing,
slam
they were stage diving and everything, people were bleeding there, it was wonderful.
It was ripping off the whole cinema where we played.
Yeah, we played in an old theater and it was just hot. That was the big one, and after that everything else sucks.
No,
15
Udine,
people. Udine was good too. That was in Italy. Have you ever played in Italy?
Well, probably that's because nobody of those French guys realized that you have been in Spurnbirds and Challenger Crew and all those bands before, so they didn't have this
preconceptions and everything.
Right.
The English is a little bit difficult sometimes.
I think that's one point.
That
was at least the point when we went first time to Italy, when we played there. Nobody was knowing us.
Yeah.
Before, and we had. Get much more attention than all this concert we made in Germany.
Yeah, we got a lot more attention when nobody knew us than we do when everybody knows us. people expect things from us, and we don't give it to them. At least not umcha, 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 boopchak, boopchak, boopchak. And then a lot of times they're disappointed. And then we're disappointed in them.
So you don't like your record? What's so bad about it?
So bad about it is the... a little bit more on the serious side. I like the record. I like the record okay. Is it the sound? What we said earlier is a little bit, you know, just a little bit...
Too clean.
A little bit too clean, and maybe it's something with the guitars. Guitars should be louder.
Not louder, more powerful, I think.
Yeah. That's just part of the record sucking, though. That's just. but the songs I like a lot.
So, all in all, it's a good representation of what the band is all about.
Of what the band was about at that time, for sure. Absolutely.
You already changed your style.
We're changing every day. What we did yesterday is already old news. But it's, I mean. We've already got a whole lot of new songs. Got about 8 or 9 new songs and everything. So
I read that review. It was the most favorable review of the Too Bad album in Sad magazine.
Yeah,
where this guy got really enthusiastic about it.
Said SST band and all that.
Yeah, that like Too Bad should be on SST. And the thing is that he had for each song this. He compared it to some other songs, some other bands. So do you go in your practice room and starting like, let's do a song like this band?
Or No, absolutely not.
He
compared it even to groups that no one of us knew before.
Yeah.
Before reading.
We've all got our favorite kind of music. We've all got our influences and everything. I try to say play faster sometimes because, you know, and play a hardcore band.
And Thomas always tells me to play slower.
But the songs are more or less put together by everybody.
So why are you still together when you don't like each other?
There's nothing else to do.
I don't know, I like them okay. I don't hate them.
It doesn't sound like an organic band to me.
Well, and I guess to be totally honest, in a way, it's not. It's like we have our
five different people.
We have
completely
our differences
people.
Of opinion, and outside of the music, to continue my brutal honesty, we don't do a whole lot together. Everything. But I like the music. I do like our music. I do like what we do and everything. I think that it's exactly what we had planned on doing, and that was, like we said earlier, to try to do something totally different. I think we've done that, and I hope we continue to do it.
You don't want to control your lives.
So it can happen any day that two bands may break up?
No,
I hope so.
I don't
hope so. I think at the moment we can handle it.
Yeah.
It was much harder at the beginning of the band.
Mm-hmm.
When we started the band, all these personal problems and struggles and all this shit happening.
Yeah,
but
right.
At the moment everybody is accepting the other. And so, yeah, we play
more
together
or less.
In the band. More or less. We play together in this band, but the rest is our private life, and
yeah.
Everybody makes what he wants.
I know. Let's try to bring it into perspective and everything.
Mm-hmm.
To tell the truth, is that we're not real close friends. But I think as far as Too Bad, everything we do, that we are 100% with it, in it, everything. As far as the band, we argue about a break here or something or. Whatever, a little bit musically, as far as the ideas and why we're doing this, we are, excuse me, we're unified 1,000%. It's the things outside of that, it's not, they're not assholes, neither, I don't think I am either, anything, but we don't always agree on everything else, that's normal, that's okay.
It's even better than just agreeing every time.
Yeah. We've had some really great arguments, really loud fights. It was really satisfying.
Yeah, so it's not just like you're doing it for just playing in a band and doing some kind of thing.
Christ, no! If you wanted to do something like that, you would at least do a band where people would dance or something. You know, if you just like I'm in a band or things, you at least do something much easier. Than what we're trying to do. This is much mm-hmm. too difficult just to say that oh, I'm only in a band. I'm doing, I'm the singer for this band or singer for that band and everything. It's like this. It's too much trouble. It's too much trouble to say we're doing it for that reason.
And it's also not because of fame. You know, you're trying to get rich and famous.
Rich.
Rich.
Yeah, rich.
Yeah,
I'm already famous.
Only in limited.
Only in limited quantities. Mm-hmm. In my family. Rich, famous.
But that was not the aim of the band.
No.
Getting rich or famous. Yeah, the aim was to, to experiment.
Yeah.
With music, with lyrics, with.
With the whole thing. It's like I remember sitting down and talking to Thomas when we first started. About the concept of Too Bad, whatever, if there's anything behind it at all, what should be behind it, and we had like long conversations to the fact that we were really disappointed with what had happened to punk rock. It's like everything had become really, really safe, everything, and I told that to a friend of mine just the other day. It's still that way a lot, but it's like the music, what has started out as a, I told you, right? what has started out as what was supposed to be our revolution had turned into just another group to join and everything. Especially that's why these New York City bands make me fucking sick. They all look exactly the same. And you know how much money they're giving Nike shoes. You know, they all wear the same shoes, they all wear the same t-shirts, they all make the same music, and they all have the same message. And it's just like, oh my God, where are the original ideas? Where is the expression, the self-expression of what you believe in and not what the group believes in? Everything, it's just like, and it's not just New York, it's all over the place. New York is a pretty radical example, though. That's the best example I can think of. And so that was part of the conversation that Thomas and I had, and we wanted to really challenge the people, challenge ourselves in every way, and God knows it's been a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
because the fact is, I mean, a lot of what we said earlier was bull. The fact is, people do walk out of our shows sometimes and everything. And we do play 15 people sometimes. And it's it can drive you crazy. Because especially when we have a lot of faith, a lot of confidence in what we do, and we can't get that over to everybody else. And it's aggravating as shit, you know, because it's like number one, either we really are a shitty band and no good, or people just refuse to accept anything that's a little bit out of their scene or out of what's normal, and they just refuse to, and it's really sick. It really is. Their eyes are closed. Not everybody's naturally, you know, yours for example, but a lot of people, they won't look at it, they won't listen to it, they won't have nothing to do with it, just because it's different. Future plans?
Make a new record.
Yeah. Well, I heard about this really fantastic split single.
Okay.
Supposed to be okay.
Can I tell it? Can I tell it?
You speak better than I.
Yeah. We're gonna do a split single, limited edition.
Maybe. Who knows?
Or maybe not. With a new band from Germany. They're called Happy Ever After. And listen to this. They got the singer, Jason, and just by coincidence, he used to sing in Social Unrest. Now, I don't want to say that's important or anything.
It just happened.
But that's just the way it is. And I haven't heard the music, but I'm sure it's fantastic.
Yeah, they got other famous members.
Other people, I'm sure everybody in New York City has heard of Ski Six, which is one of the
most... Yeah, this is the most positive band that ever was around in Germany. More positive than Youth of Today ever was.
Yeah, Youth of Today, what a fucking joke, man. Those people are manic depressives compared to Ski Six. Ski Six was so positive it hurt. Anyway, we're going to be on the split single. The split single is kind of a theme project. Happy Ever After is going to do a Germ song because Jason loves dead drug addicts.
And since Happy Ever After is a very organic band, they all love each other. They're like a love in.
Yeah, it's almost a hippie thing, really. And since Too Bad hates everybody and everything and each other, we're going to play a Black Flag song. Okay? We don't know which one yet. But that's going to be on a single.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Too Bad's going to do another record full of songs about hating and negative shit.
Order the day before it's sold out.
Yeah, it's already sold out. Forget it. You can't get it. You can get the t-shirt, though. The t-shirt.
Yeah, we got tons of cool t-shirts.
We got lots of good designs. It says Xmas Records on the front and everything.
Have you ever offered on the back or Too Bad if you want to?
Yeah, you can get Too Bad t-shirts also. We're thinking about underwear, but it's already been done, I guess. Ah.
I got some Too Bad news that Too Bad don't know about.
What?
Well, Too Bad recorded this song Too Bad, and it's gonna be on a single enclosed to a magazine called Howl, and it's the largest independent music magazine in Europe. Not exactly the largest, but the best.
Well, it's got the biggest pages.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, is that hot? Are you guys impressed now?
It's not a flexi. It's a real record.
Is it limited?
Limited to only 2,000 copies.
Only 2,000, you hear that? Only two. and what else? Yeah, we're going, like I said, we're going to England, which should be totally hot and expensive for us. And what else?
Scandinavia next year. But if
we break up before then, we won't go, okay? and like I said earlier, I'm starting Sperm Birds again.
Oh yeah, something
so all you
for all
straight edge hardcore fuckers out there.
Are you ever gonna tour the USA?
Who?
You.
Too bad? Too bad. Well, everywhere but New York City. I will not go there and be a clone. I will not.
Well, actually, there's in New York, there's a lot of good bands. Like,
Who?
Just lately, I heard a record from a band called Alice Donut.
Yeah?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
False Prophets. Right, they're from New York too.
I know there's more than just...
Warzone.
Just straight edge jacket zombie
people.
Yeah. Like, say, I don't know if Warzone are Nazis.
Who cares?
But who cares? but if you're interested in Nazis, we've got real Nazis in Germany. So if you really want to come over, if you really want to say how f***ing wonderful your country is, come on over to Germany and tell a German skinhead that America is the best. Or to better, tell a group of German skinheads that America is the best. And then see how unified all you f***ers are going to be. Huh? All your f***ing brothers and sisters. Assholes. You're all assholes. Assholes. I hate you. All your God, I hope that every
too
minute
it's not gonna play CBGBs.
What? Nah. Who needs it? Who needs them? I don't need part of that.
But maybe the Sperm Birds will do.
Sperm Birds will play everywhere because we're already sold out.
Yeah.
Sperm Birds is going for the money. We played for years only for gas money. Now we're going for the big bucks. And that's why we're gonna do our next record very, very soon with Armin here from Xmas Records. Gonna make him a very rich man also.
Yeah, I'm gonna license it on Profile in America or on Caroline, whatever.
Revelation.
Schism.
So at the end,
just one more note. I don't agree with Lee because I do a mail order and I sell lots of real positive hardcore records.
Bullshit clone music. I don't agree with Lee either.
I'd like to sell more of them, so if Schism or Revelation dudes listen to this, please send me your records. I'm gonna sell them over here.
Send them to me and I'll burn them. No, we'd like to say at the end, that was Too Bad.
Too Bad.
Too bad. Thanks a lot.
Oh, we can record a song for you guys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We'll record a song for you too. A song. What's one of the worst ones?
Halfway.
Halfway. Yeah. Recording halfway for.
Pupsy here's is gonna play drums and Lee is singing. Yeah. It's gonna be an acoustic version. Lee's okay. Also gonna play the guitar.
And the drums.
It's called, it says, before you open your mouth, we both know only shit will come out. Halfway. You son of a bitch. You continue to make me sick.
Comes to my mind, do too bad have any intelligent lyrics?
Only.
No, only.
Only.
No, absolutely not. Sure, we sing about everyday problems.
Every day has its own problem.
About everyday problems every day. Or every other day. I'd like to do a guitar solo for you now. Thank you. I've also got another project. It's called Er sucht ihn, which means he's looking for him. It's kind of a homosexual thing, which I know is...
Which is pretty interesting.
Which I know is not funny at all and everything, but we got a song called If You Can't Learn the Language, Get the F*** Out of the Country. And it's kind of a nationalistic thing. Maybe you guys from Warzone might understand. It goes like this. If you can't learn the language, get out of the country. It's kind of like a Peacemaker, stolen from Peacemaker from Naked Ray Gun. Another great band.
Okay, let's stop here before you ruin my business.
That's what I was. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
People, you just happen to be using your face slowly dies. Ah!
Okay, we're going to cut it a little short here. Too bad with halfway ending up tonight's show. The songs we heard from Too Bad in order were I Didn't Think So, Good Little Zombie, Power, You Say, and Halfway. Thanks to Armin at X-Mist Records in West Germany, and also to Lee and Tomitz for taking the time out to talk for our listeners out there. If you want to write to Too Bad or X-Mist Records, the address is X-Mist Records, Bullerstrasse 5, 7277 Wildeberg 1, West Germany. Or you can give me a call at area code 516-632-6901. I'll give you the address once again. That's it for me. I'll be back again next Wednesday night at 10:30 with another edition of Turmoil. Coming up next, Dawn Marie and the Power Surge.
From the minds of the brain, we heed fair warning to those who are with us this evening.
We extend ourselves to the outer boundaries of the law and warn you, what you are about to hear can be construed
as evil and offensive, but then it doesn't matter
when you're in hell.
90.1 FM Turmoil with music from The Undead. That was Hollywood Boulevard. Before that, Eve of Destruction. With me here in the studios, Bobby Steele, guitarist and singer of The Undead. You're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. Let's get the illegal stuff on the side. And Bobby's got... I guess we've talked ourselves out.
Yeah,
I hear you have some stuff to give away before you leave
away,
tonight.
We're going to give away two albums. Okay, the first two people can call and tell us what band did this song in 1979. We'll get a copy of the album, the first two callers.
Okay, and this is called R-A-T-T-F-I-N-K, or Ratfink for short.
And if you can't guess who it is, then whoever the first person who calls with the biggest tatas.
Okay, the end of the number here, 516-632-6901. Who did this song back in 1979?